It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to the Phoenix Five show again. This is the quiz. This is match. This is the Danny Blanchflower match day four. But we've got Paul McGraw here and we've got David Holland here. So we're going to carry on with the questions.
I'll go first.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Right. Get me phone up. Okay, so let me just run for the scores before I start. Match day 3 points tally stands at this. Adam Miller, 0 points. David Holland playing 13 points in third place. Second place, is put as Lee Harper in 33 points. He's not here today. But top of the table is Paul McGraw, as known as Mickey. He's on 42 points. I'm going to start with Dave. Let's go. Right, okay, yeah. Dave, question number one. There's 12 questions. Here we go. Let's get them out of the way. Dave, Tony Yeboah joined Leeds from which club in 1995?
Oh,
do you want to answer straight away or do you want multiple choice?
No, I'll have multiple choice.
Okay, multiple choice. Eintracht Frankfurt, Montpellier or Benfica?
Frankfurt.
Well done. 2 points, Dave. It was Eintracht Frankfurt. Paul, your question. Not a paper wrestling. I'm afraid. I'm sorry, fans. I've just got my questions back down. Okay, right, Paul. At USA 94, Brazil's Leonardo was sent off against which country?
Multiple choice, please.
Okay. Italy, Holland, or United States?
Holland.
Incorrect. Dave, do you want to steal?
Yeah, I'll have to steal. United States.
Well done. It was the United States for a point. All right, Dave, second question. Tony Yeboah left Leeds in 1997 to join which club?
Jesus, I'm getting a lot of Tony Yeboahs here.
Unfortunately,
I'll go multiple choice.
He's going multiple choice for 2 points. Okay, Eintracht Frankfurt, Hamburg or Chievo Verona?
Hamburg.
Well done for 2 points. It was Hamburg. After a fly there, mate.
I'm on fire.
Paul.
Ah.
Which Crystal Palace player tested positive for cannabis in 1995?
Multiple choice.
Chris Armstrong, Eddie McGoldrick, or Bruce Dyer? Bruce Dyer.
Well, I didn't hear the first one. Sorry, mate.
Sorry. Chris Armstrong, Eddie McGoldrick, or Bruce Dyer?
Chris Armstrong.
Well done. Chris Armstrong for 2 points. Well done, Paul. Dave, question number three. Colo Colo play their football in which country? Colo Colo play their football in which country?
Come on, Dave. Do you know who Colo Colo are? Come on.
No. Go on, multiple choice.
Okay. Nigeria, Chile or England?
Nigeria.
Incorrect. Paul for the steal?
That's a trick question.
What are the other two?
Chile or England?
I'm going to go England.
Incorrect. It was Chile. No one gets the points. Lovely. Paul, question number three. Chris Waddle was at which club when he played at Italia 90?
Oh, fuck. Fuck. He was... Italian? I thought he was at Marseille.
Are you going to Marseille?
Did you say Italian club?
No. I said Chris Waddle was at which club?
Marseille,
when he played at Italian 90.
Sorry, Marseille. I think Italian club. I say, yeah, Marseille, definitely, 100%.
Well done. 3 points, Paul. It's Marseille.
Well done, Paul.
Well done. Marseille, play club football, Marseille. Dave, question number four. Who beat Germany in the quarterfinals of USA 94?
Ooh.
Multiple choice.
Romania, Bulgaria or Sweden?
Oh, fuck. Bulgaria.
Well done for 2 points. It was Bulgaria. Mickey McGrath, number four. England beat Japan 2-1 at Wembley in 1995. What tournament did they play in?
The Mickey Mouse Cup, after a multiple choice.
Are you going with multiple choice? You're going for Mickey Mouse Cup?
Multiple choice.
Which way is? I thought you might do. Umbro Cup, the Intercontinental Cup, or the Intercities Fairs Cup?
Umbro Cup.
Well done for 2 points. It was the Umbro Cup.
I remember that now you said it.
You remember it.
Remember it, yeah.
I don't remember the tournament. I remember it being the Umbro Cup.
In Wembley, yeah. Right, question number five, Dave. Fison's sponsored which Premier League club in the 1990s?
Who?
Fison's sponsored which Premier League club in the 1990s?
Multiple choice.
Swindon, Ipswich or West Ham?
Swindon.
Incorrect. Paul for the steal?
Ipswich.
Well done. Point for Paul. It was Ipswich. Paul, question number five. Who was Switzerland's manager during USA 94?
Roy Hodgson.
Well done, 3 points. Well done, Paul. What's Roy Hodgson?
Go on, Paul.
Dave, question number six. Who won the Scottish League Cup in the 1995-1996 season?
Hearts.
Incorrect. Paul for the steal?
Aberdeen.
Well done. Point for Paul. It was Aberdeen.
I was going to go Aberdeen. I changed my mind at the last minute. Bollocks.
Okay. Well, Dave. It's Paul's question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Paul, yeah.
Right. Paul, question number six. Coventry beat Arsenal 3-0 at Highbury on the first day of the 1993-1994 season. Who scored 3 goals for Coventry?
Peter Unlove.
Incorrect. Dave for the steal?
Multiple choice.
Peter Unlove, Roy Regalie or Mickey Quinn?
Mickey Quinn.
Well done. The point was Mickey Quinn. Scored that trick. We are now. Okay. Is it Dave's question? That's right. Question number seven. How many London clubs did Gordon Dewey play for in the 1990s?
Okay. Not good choice.
One, two, or three?
One.
Incorrect. Paul for the steal.
Three.
Incorrect. It was two. Oh, I got that one. He played for Chelsea and Spurs. Paul, question number seven. Bruce Grobbelaar played for which country?
Oh, my God. I know it, but I need multiple choice and I'll definitely know it. Go on.
Okay. South Africa, Zimbabwe, yes. Australia.
South Africa.
Incorrect. Put Dave for the steal.
Zimbabwe.
Well done. It's a point for Dave. It was Zimbabwe.
I went in too fast.
All right, Dave, question number 8. Who did John Fashanu play for during the 1994-1995 season?
Multiple choice.
Wimbledon, Aston Villa or Crystal Palace?
I'm going to go Aston Villa.
Well done for 2 points. What's Aston Villa? Oh, question number 8. Which county of England are Blackburn Rovers in? Could do with Lee Harper here, couldn't we?
Lancashire.
Well done for 3 points. Well done. Point was Lancashire. On the money there, son. Right, question number 9. Dave, Fabian de Freitas played for which Premier League club in the 1990s?
Bolton.
It's gone straight away. It was Bolton for 3 points. Well done.
Nice.
Fabian de Freitas. I didn't think anyone would get that.
I remember him.
Yeah. Paul, question number 9. Where did Coventry sign John Aloisi from in 1998?
Multiple choice.
Portsmouth, Panathinaikos or Palermo?
Portsmouth.
Well done for 2 points. It was Palermo. You should have done better than I thought, actually. Question number 10. Dave, who was Republic of Ireland's manager in 1990?
Oh, multiple choice.
Johnny Giles, Alan Kenny Sr., or Jack Charlton?
Jack Charlton.
Jack Charlton for 2 points. Well done, Dave. It was Jack. At the proper Sir Jack.
I should have gone straight for that one.
You should have backed yourself there. You knew that one.
Yeah,
I did, yeah.
Paul?
Yeah.
Which country does Steaua Bucharest play their football?
Romania.
Well done for 3 points. It is Romania. Well done, mate. Question number 11, Dave. Who was manager Swindon Town during the 1993-1994 season?
Multiple choice.
Glenn Oddle, John Gorman or Steve McMahon?
John Gorman.
Well done for 2 points. Yes, it was. You two have done really well. I'm quite surprised. I'm well impressed. Paul, the question number 11. Football ground Elm Park was demolished in 1998. Who played the home games there?
Multiple choice.
Swindon, Middlesbrough or Reading?
Reading.
Yes, it was for 2 points. Well done, Paul.
Oh, well
last
done,
questions,
Paul.
Boy. You two did really well. I'm quite surprised. Right, here we go. Last question, Dave. Right. Thomas Doll played internationally for which country during the 1990s?
I'm going to go for it then. I was just going to go for it. But I'm going to go multiple choice.
You go multiple choice, yeah?
Yeah.
East Germany, West Germany or the CIS?
Well, they weren't any of the ones I was going to say. So, that's a bonus. I'm going to go East Germany.
Incorrect. Paul for the steal.
CSK, where it was the last one.
CIS?
Yes, CIS. Yeah.
Incorrect. It was West Germany. No one's got the point there. So, Paul, last question of the night. Paul, question number 12. Yeah, you like this one, Paul. How... It's from a previous quiz. It's my previous quiz. I told you to look out for this one. How many J League titles did Brazilian ball midfielder Rai Ramos win in the 1990s?
2.
You going with 2?
Yeah.
How the fuck? He's gone. He's gone straight in. He's done his own work. Well done, Paul McGraw. It was 2. Well done. Brazilian ball midfielder Rai Ramos. Right. Let's have a look at the scores. Right. Okay. Paul's got 42 points. Dave's got 13. Let's add them up. Right, Dave, add them on to your 13, mate. So 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. So, Dave, what's 18 plus 13?
31.
Paul, you've got 42. Add them on to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 25. So, Paul, you had 25 onto 42.
67.
Paul's pissing it. So, at the moment, the league table looks like this. Paul McGraw is in the lead in the Danny Blanchflower Trophy. 67 points. Lee Harper's still in second place with 33 points. Dave Holland's in third with 31. Just 2 points on Lee Harper. And Adam Miller, Well, still 0 points. Fantastic quiz, boys. Yeah, I've got some more questions for the quiz number 5. But well done. You've got run really well. Well played. Viewers, get your questions out to our Twitter page, our Instagram page, and email. We'll be back as soon as we can. More questions, 90s questions, 2000s. Keep tuning in. So take care, everybody. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Podcast Network. It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.